Beckham's had a good couple days of practice. Today was his third day this week. We had a we had some work on Monday. He's looked good. It's nice to have him out here.
If you have him in your game plan this week, next week, whatever it is, what does that enable you to do that you haven't been able to
do? You know, he has some. He has a unique skill set. You know, we like the way he can get in and out of routes. He has some explosiveness to him, and he plucks the ball pretty well. It'll be his first game action, so it'll be nice to see him out there, and we'll take it slow with him.
You say take it slow. Eli talked about how it's hard to take it slow when he's a guy who, when you with the offense you're running, you're doing a lot of no huddle, a lot of hurry up. When he's on the field, he kind of has to. You have kind of to stay with that same grouping. Does that make it a little more difficult to take it slow with a guy?
Are you talking number of repetitions, or are you talking plays at number of plays, or volume in the offense?
I think volume in the offense more than anything.
Yeah, I mean the offense is the offense. It's, you know, the system, the no huddle is fast paced and adjustment based. So, you know, going into a game, they have certain things that they want to accomplish defensively, and we have certain things we want to accomplish offensively. So, you know, depending on what you get to is depending on how the game unfolds and the adjustments that take place. But, you know, everything's going to be available.
Do you think he'll be on a pitch count?
You know what? We haven't talked about that yet. We're just trying to have a couple good days of practice to see how we felt the next day. We're getting ready to go up to have a staff meeting now and talk about, you know, how it went in the training room, and got to have a good day tomorrow, and then we'll see how it goes.
I mean, he's got, you know, he's got several receivers ahead of him, or certainly guys that you're comfortable with playing, right? So it's not like he has to come in and be a starter and a savior right away.
No. We have confidence in everybody we're playing with out there. He would just be a nice guy to add to the mix.
When you evaluated him, did you ever see him evolving into something like now you see a lot of teams using receivers out of the backfield in certain situations, more than just your typical receiver? Do you see him evolving into one of those types of receivers, or would you prefer to just keep him on the outside?
Yeah, we like to cross-train as many different guys doing as many different things as we can, you know, whether it's a tight end playing, you know, fullback, tight end, one, two, or three receiver. You know, receivers playing all the different spots. He's certainly mentally capable of doing so. He's done a nice job in the meetings, which has been challenging, I'm sure, for him. But mentally, he's definitely a guy that can handle that. And you know, physically, he's a first round pick. He's a talented young man.
What did you think of Ruben's game the other night?
It was nice to see Ruben step up and make some plays. Made some plays down the field in the vertical game, which was good to see. Had some nice short to intermediate completions, and it was good to see him step up.
Have you guys gotten any understanding as to what the ruling was on that touchdown that turned into the interception?
They usually get it back to us. It's either Wednesday night or Thursday. Coach would have that more than I would at this point. At the end of the week, I usually take a look at those types of things. It was a bang bang type play. That's a. You know, I'm glad I'm not an official on those type of plays. You know, you like to see, you know, a little bit of route at the beginning. You'd like to see a little better throw, but you know, you give credit to Washington. You know, they put the helmet on the ball and they made a nice play right there.
You guys obviously had some success the last couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks offensively. Do you see any difference in the group? In the morale, or is the way that guys are carrying themselves, or any of that from anybody at this point?
We talked when we got together on April 21st about our biggest challenge was going to be handling success. And we had 2 weeks in a row where we've done some things well offensively. Not everything, but we've done some things well. We've made progress. And we have to continue to do that. We have to stack successes. And, you know, Sunday's another opportunity to do that. And, you know, we can't be running around feeling great about ourselves. We need to make sure we keep our head down and keep working.
Does it validate stuff for you at all, too? I know you've always had faith in the system, but then to see it work the way it did, does it kind of take a little bit of pressure off you and allow you to kind of to open up a little bit?
Like I said earlier, I'm my biggest critic. And when we watch the tape together, we're always looking for ways to improve, not to pat ourselves on the back. When something's done well, we talk about it. We acknowledge it, but we're always looking to get better.
If you had a fantasy football team, would you activate Larry Donnell?
Based on last week, if he can continue to produce like that, absolutely.
Because you hadn't seen much from him before this season, I mean, nobody had. I mean, at what point during camp did you see what kind of value he could bring?
You know, he flashed some athletic ability. It was encouraging to see him with pads on in camp. You know, OTAs are, that's one thing, but in camp, you know, early on, him be able to make some plays down the field, you know, be precise with some of the short to intermediate things, and then stick his pads in there and stick his nose in there blocking. And that's the biggest thing for, you know, for the athletic tight end to be able to get the matchups you're looking for. They need to be effective blockers. Once they lose that, then they lose a lot of their value. So we need to make sure it's important, you know, for all of our tight ends to be effective blockers.
Did you need to see that in a game now? Like, were you still uncertain? You know, it's one thing, like you said, to see it in OTAs. It's also one thing to see it in camp, and probably another to even see him do that in actual games.
Yeah, absolutely. The games are the most important thing in the preseason. You know, all the information you can get on a guy is good. And, you know, we felt good about the progress he was making in practice. And he didn't have great numbers probably in the preseason. I couldn't even tell you what they were. But he moved around, and he played as if he belonged as one of the guys out there, one of the premier guys out there on the roster. So that was encouraging to see. And then when he had an opportunity to get his hands on the ball, he made plays.
The stats show Eli's getting rid of the ball very quickly. One of the top three guys in the league, I believe, through snap and throw. When the line was struggling early in the Detroit game and throughout the preseason, was there a sense of, if we could just get a little bit of success there, we don't need as much pass protection as maybe we used to in years past?
Well, I think the line and the backs and the tight ends, when they're involved, have been doing a good job recently in protection. And they've come a long way. They've worked hard at it. It's a challenge when, you know, they're all getting to know about, learn each other and learn the system and learn, but they're getting some chemistry together, so that helps. If you have receivers open early on, it helps. If it turns into a down the field game, then you have to play that game as well. It's always good to have balance, and you usually like to take what the defense gives you.
You guys have a number on completion percentage. Do you have a number on release time? I mean, obviously, you know, different plays call for different things, but overall, is there sort of a number that you try and aim at as a
What's
coach?
What's our completion percentage?
Well, Eli said, either you guys said 70%
the
percent is a good number.
70, yeah.
Right. The ideal
We look at release. We look at the release and timing of release, but you know, it's not something you say you want to go in the game, you want to have your release at 2.8 seconds or anything like that. Each play calls for, you know, a different type of drop and a different type of launch point. And whether it's three-step, five-step, you're attacking the seams, or it's a pure progression, you know, you just work your way through the progression and the ball comes out when it comes out, when the receiver's open.
2 seconds, though, I mean, it was close to two, it was like just over two, I think, for this last game. That seems pretty fast. Is that the way you look at it? Is that something that, as the offense progresses, might actually go up because you'll be able to take more shots down the field as teams adjust to you guys getting the ball out so quickly?
That's something we'll see. When your primary receiver's open, you can get it out